Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie.
Aloha! Well, thank you very, very much. I must say that's the first time I've had a musical introduction that didn't come from the theme for Hawaii 5-0. This is Hawaii, and so I'm stunned to see so many people here this morning. Didn't you get the message? The beaches are wide open. The waves are just as high as you saw in the videos that were there. I'm very pleased to see all of you. I hope that all of you will get the message that I'm bringing to you this morning and shed those coats I see you're wearing. And I hear some applause in the back. That's very, very good. I'm so pleased that you're here. I'm so pleased to have this opportunity to welcome you here, because agriculture is the key to everything here. When you saw Kenny Endo and the taiko drums here, you could tell, I'm sure, that this represents a folk tradition from the Asia-Pacific area, in this instance from Japan. Everyone who has come here to Hawaii over the centuries has come here for a better life, come to paradise. That was what was in their minds when they crossed the Pacific, not certain as to what life would bring for them. And we had in Hawaii developed then an ethic from the Polynesian forebears of us all here in this great diversity of paradise that we call Hawaii. Our diversity defines us here in Hawaii. It does not divide us. And the great concept that the Polynesians brought to us was the sense of ahu pua'a. That is Hawaiian word meaning from the mountains to the sea. It's not difficult when you walk right out of the convention center now to look to the mountains and look to the sea. You can tell right away what this synthesis of understanding of the environmental foundation that would provide the prosperity for Hawaii, for paradise, that was understood so clearly by the Polynesians and all those who came afterwards. You have to have an integrated approach to water, to land, and to agriculture. Those who were working on the mountainous side, on the mountainside of the land, were growing. Those who were growing food, those who were next to the sea and were fishermen, were fishing the oceans for food. They worked together. They worked cooperatively. They worked collaboratively. That's what we're trying to do here in Hawaii. We found ourselves in a situation for a while with monoculture, and as I indicated with Kenny and the folk culture represented by the taiko drums and the anthem that was played there. These were calling on the gods, as we are now in our New Year's. I just visited the Izumo Temple in downtown Honolulu recently, where we are invoking the gods of plenty, the various gods in the folk cultures represented here in our diversity in Hawaii, represent growing, represent food, represent not just agriculture, but the very lifeblood of the cultural perception of what life is all about. That is what is so fundamental. That is why the Farm Bureau and everything that you're doing is so crucial, not just to the future of the United States, but crucial to our sense of our own culture, our sense of who we are as people. When I ran for office here in Hawaii after some two decades in the Congress of the United States, I indicated that I felt we had to have a new day here in Hawaii. And part of the reason for that is that we had moved away from the monoculture of pineapple and sugar, the plantation approach, to a new modern concept of agriculture that was entrepreneurial and innovative and geared towards seeing to it that we could become as self-sufficient as possible. It doesn't take very much for those of you who are here for the first time to understand that the next town over from us is 2,500 miles away. We find ourselves here in Hawaii importing more food today than we did in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. More food today than those times and those decades past. We are within a few days, actually, of being unable to sustain ourselves if we are not able to move towards more self-sustenance when it comes to agriculture here in the state of Hawaii. So I put together a comprehensive plan to invest in ourselves, invest in our economy for our future generations. And key to it was something that I called an agricultural renaissance in Hawaii. And I'd just like to recite that to you, not so much with the idea that you won't know about it, but one of the things that I discovered in my political career is it's the obvious you have to repeat over and over again, because it's the obvious that people tend to take most for granted and forget first. Any of you who are lobbying in Washington right now on farm policy understand exactly what I'm talking about. And you understand as well that what you may know very well in the various farm bureaus represented by the presidents who brought their state flags down here is that not everybody knows what you know. Not everybody is familiar with it. Everybody thinks the food is going to be there. Everybody thinks that agriculture is one of the stable elements in our society. Well, when you tune in the news of an evening, what do they put up there as part of the reference for the news of the day? What Wall Street is doing. Wall Street is moving money around. Wall Street isn't growing anything. Wall Street may be speculating on what you're doing. You can't speculate. You have to do it. You have to succeed. You're the ones that have to deal with the water issues, the land issues, the pricing issues, the commodity issues, and the speculative markets associated with them. That's the kind of thing that I think the Farm Bureau is zeroing in on. That's the kind of thing that our political life has to recognize. The principles we have here in Hawaii are food security as the primary goal. Food security as the primary goal. Entrepreneurial farming and jobs, preserving and advancing rural communities, sustaining natural resources, agricultural innovation, and the planning and the dialogue and the shared commitment that's going to bring that all about. I've just very recently put together a plan here for Hawaii. As you can tell, water and land policy issues are crucial here in Hawaii. This is a program here that we're going to institute in this upcoming legislative session calling The Rain Follows the Forest, a plan to replenish Hawaii's source of water. We can't reach to rivers in other states. We can't go to other counties or other regions to ask them to help us with our water issues. We have to deal with our aquifers. We have to deal with our conservation lands. We have to deal with our watersheds in such a way as to make certain that we're able to move on agricultural entrepreneurship. We have to update our irrigation. We have to deal with questions of farm policy. We have to preserve and start growing on our agricultural lands. One of my good friends here in Hawaii says that everybody talks about agriculture, everybody talks about the preservation of agricultural land, but preservation isn't growing anything. Preservation is a static concept. And if you are not able to have the kinds of background and foundation for farmers, then you're not going to be able to succeed with agriculture. It is one thing to talk about it, it's another thing to have the educational opportunities that are going to be there. If you are just growing gardens, that's all you're doing. Then you're not in business. If young people who have come to me all during my campaign and during this first year in office saying, we want to farm, we want the opportunities to do it, they need to have the background educationally in order to enable them to engage in the business of farming, in order to be able to succeed with it. That's the kind of thing that we need to do nationally, to make sure that we have the educational foundation to see to it that we're able to back up the kinds of things that the Farm Bureau would like to accomplish. If we don't have the educational foundation, that's not going to be able to take place. If we don't have the business acumen out there, it is not going to be able to take place. So we're going to have a policy here, I can assure you, in conjunction with the Farm Bureau in Hawaii, that will preserve and start growing on our agricultural lands for our own food security. We're going to be repairing our irrigation systems here in Hawaii so that that which was provided by the sugar plantations and the pineapple plantations is able to be reinterpreted and reutilized for the 21st century. We're going to develop an integrated agricultural, environmental, and cultural education program. I was just recently at a South Maui school. I hope you get a chance to, this is part of my advertising campaign, I hope you get a chance to visit Maui as well and the other islands, not just Oahu. This is the South Maui School Gardens Project. All throughout our state now, we're going to have schools that can do six things: a garden in every school, encourage our departments of education and health to foster farm-to-school pilot programs. We're having living classrooms where we integrate outdoor learning environments in math and science, literacy and physical education, and connect it to nutrition programs with the food that the kids are growing themselves. Then we're putting into the Hawaii school curriculum from K through 12 professional development for teachers and garden educators for all the kids. And then finally, we're supporting programs which link the school gardens with community wellness, with our farmers markets, and seeing to it that the children are actually able to eat the food that they are growing and that we're integrating it into our farm education system. These are the kinds of things that I know the Bureau is interested in. These are the kinds of things that I know not only do we support here in Hawaii, but we need to have it nationally. I couldn't be more excited that you're here. I hope and I am confident that the Farm Bureau and its affiliates all across the country have the same kind of energy, have the same kind of commitment, have the same kind of devotion to what agriculture means, not just to this country and not just to its people, but to the very life foundation and the culture of this country as it moves forward. Enjoy every moment that you can here in Hawaii. Come back and see us often. Aloha.
Thank you, Governor Abercrombie, for welcoming us to your beautiful state.